the fourth episode.
It's the seventh episode, you idiot.
Oh, it's the seventh episode. I'm just lucky that they keep calling me back.
We should stop this incredibly awful sounding ASMR.
Why? Because it's too sexy.
Ew! It's not sexy. Someone once described ASMR to me as like the audio version of your skin crawling, and I have to say
isn't ASMR like cilantro? Like some people are just absolutely into it. Like they're like, this makes sense to my brain and I like the way it feels to my gushy gushy brain. And then other people are
some people say that like it sounds like a tingle. Well, it is interesting because I get the feeling that people describe to me as ASMR. The closest I ever come to it is when I'm scrolling TikTok. That's the off-brand version. TikTok only for people in BDSM. It's sorry. No, but when I find the singing bowl videos.
Oh, like Tibetan bowl? Like
yeah. I came across somebody doing a live with Tibetan bowls on TikTok one time, and I was like, what is this feeling so sudden and new? Like,
there's a Reddit called like Oddly Satisfying, but I'm more of a like, I think Sydney, you always bring up like new stuff. Like new stuff in psychology.
Did you just say psychology?
I'm an expert in psychology.
Yeah, me too. Fuck it.
Okay, but you brought in love languages and things like that. And so I'm thinking you probably have like a way of this of like I get satisfaction from watching things. Some people get satisfaction from hearing things.
Cake decorating videos? Fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
I don't even want to eat the cake. I could never.
I feel like all we're doing is like we're bringing it back to what kind of like, remember this from school? It's like, what kind of learner are you? And you could be like auditory, visual, kinesthetic. And I feel like the reason that you feel satisfaction or like cake decorating learner is one of the top ones. I don't know. I feel like, if you love watching shit, obviously you're going to watch like a cool video of like perfect symmetry of something or something like squeezing through something and you'd be like, oh yeah,
six to
midnight.
Oh yeah,
it does it for me.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Especially the squeezing, you know, squeezing though, through
no,
something.
No, you know what I'm talking, like Play-Doh, no, like the Oddly Satisfying, they like shave stuff.
The
shaving.
The soap shaving ones, love that. I like the sound that they make when it falls off, which I guess is ASMR, but like I need the visual to go with it. And there's something that like freaks me out about the ASMR videos about, ooh, I just burped directly into the mic. You can cut that out, right? sorry.
I won't. It's some of our listeners love that.
Just the shit.
It's ASMR.
So, I'm sorry.
For our Patreon supporters, we'll have fart
pure
and burps.
So basically, it's like the visual and the audio of it. And there's this one person on TikTok that makes like body scrubs, and they use like an ice cream scoop to scoop out the scrub, and it's always in these like super fluorescent, like really satisfying colors, and then they drop it into a little like mason jar, and it like always perfectly fits. If it fits, it sits.
Ellie's face right now, like she needs the at of whatever this like company
is.
She's gonna go watch the video. Ellie's in shock.
I watched their entire history for about an hour an hour in bed one night until my partner turned around and was like, are you gonna buy some or are you just gonna watch
watch them scoop all night long?
And I was like, yeah, scoop me up real
somebody
good.
Goes to a Ben and Jerry's somebody goes to a Ben and Jerry's and they're like, yeah, one of everything, and they just stand there and watch, and then they're like I don't even want the ice cream.
Holy shit. Oh, I mean, there is a person for everything. I think though, This is the, like, I was going to get to this. I can't be on TikTok because that's exactly what happens. I spend an hour watching something.
I'm a time traveler now. Yeah. I travel into the future and it feels like only moments have passed.
I have a friend, though, who every time she gets high, every time she smokes marijuana, which is, by the way, illegal in Sweden, but yeah, apparently legal here. Just so you know, in New York, we can get fucked up. Anyway, doesn't matter. This is not...
So anytime she smokes the marijuana...
Yeah. She thinks that she's time traveling, which is hilarious.
Oh my God.
That's wild. But that does seem like something that an expert in psychology would be able to get to the bottom of.
Oh, right. That's full circle and psychology. But I was thinking, like, I wonder, though, if they're like... people have, like... It's sense dependent on what you're into. And some people might be into the sixth sense.
Some people want to fuck ghosts. Is that what you're...
I want to do an and do a full circle of, like, we're talking about,
so,
you know, ghosts.
The segue is, now let's play.
The segue is, now let's fuck one ghost.
What was it? Watching people scoop things into a...
Scoop it real good. Oh. Right into my glossy jar.
Speaking of scoop-shaped forms, a couple of eyes were pierced on a pole last time we left off.
Gross.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I can't stop remembering.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
So let's actually get back to the Faroe Islands where we left off. It's been a while since we played. I don't know if you guys remember much outside of the eyes stacked on that pole facing a cave. We have two new adventurers with us. We have Miss Mary Smythe and Vanessa... And Williams. Angel? Vanessa Angel?
Angel, but it means angel, but Angel.
And then you have a little group of followers, a group of NPCs. What do you do?
Well, that's not right. She backs away slowly.
Are we close enough to the pole? Like, when we see the eyes, like, are they... like 10 feet away and we notice them because we have our lanterns, but is it like, could I touch it?
It's basically like on a stick, on the ground. And then there's just 7 or 8 eyes pierced through it on top of it.
I'm not touching that. Never mind.
How about you roll vigilance?
Okay.
Both of you.
Why not?
Vigilance in this game is what perception might be in a different game.
3 successes.
Holy fuck.
No successes. Oh, no.
All right. I wish you would have saved that great roll for later because you're going to need good vigilance later as well. But with 3 successes, you see very clearly that these eyes are moving.
Oh! Oh no. I think Vanessa immediately like kind of like turns her head as if to like hide from whoever is like spying on them right now and kind of pulls Vlada back and puts an arm out for Mary as well, and she just says, "We are being watched by something." And she motions to the eyes, trying to like keep her voice low to the rest of the group.
Horrified by all of this and the idea that these eyes are actually watching them, she pulls off a scarf and just throws it over the stick of eyes. And she says, "Let us hope that eyes look just with eyes and in fact not with the mind, as the great bard would have disagreed with, I believe."
Sergeant Pearson is freaking out. And you're realizing that he probably does not have the sight. He does not know what the hell is going on. As far as you know, you don't know if Vlada has the sight either, but she seems to be a lot more stoic. Rutger, the professor that you, like, who's also part of the society, he takes he puts his hand on Sergeant Pearson and says,
"A series of terrible crimes have been committed here, and I shall assist Sergeant Pearson on his mission to gather some backup, because I think we need to consider this now a criminal investigation. Let's leave these three capable ladies here to guard this cave. Should it be anyone else arriving that might interfere and compromise this investigation."
And he looks at you very pointedly and roll an observation to see if you understand what he's trying to communicate with you.
Oh, my best skill.
Oh.
And that's... thank God. Three successes. Oh, I'm killing it.
Oh my God. Wow. Another phenomenal role from Vanessa. You understand immediately that Rutger is trying to get Sergeant Pearson away from there because you want space to investigate this and make sure that if there's a Vassan involved, he does not want to alert anyone who might not already be involved with the society and all of that stuff. Mm. So he is trying to get you to make sure that the cave is safe from anyone else who might be coming in from town. And you know this as society members, you know that you want to have the ability to investigate this without any prying eyes. Pun intended.
Now, we know that the symbol of the eye... Sorry. We knew from the book that there were always eyes scribbled in the margins.
Yes.
Correct?
From the diary.
All right. Super creepy. Interesting. Well, how shall we go about this next bit, do you think,
Vanessa looks at Professor Rucker as he's, like, saying this and in agreement, you know, she's like, "I think that would be best course of action for us. If Sergeant Pearson, you need to have extra help for us." And she looks at Mary, also trying to be like, "And we will be here." Yes.
"All right, I shall return as soon as I can," Sergeant Pearson says, forgetting himself that he's supposed to be in charge. I will. All right, that's the path home. And he starts walking.
He drops
the wrong
his gun
way.
Again.
Exactly, he drops his gun. He forgets everything. But Rutger gently takes him by his side and then walks him back. And he's like,
"Good luck, ladies. Like I said, we shall be back in 20 minutes. I believe that should leave you enough time to make sure nothing." Interrupts you.
He's so okay. And Sergeant Pearson is like, "You sound like you're hiding something." No, okay, they both leave. And you're alone with Vlada, who does not seem to she understand that something is going on, but she's not saying anything.
Would we be able to, I guess, man, it feels so hard not to like have all those abilities and items we built up over time in the last campaign, because I'm like, wow, I really, really only have my costumes, makeup, and scripts on me, huh, for this whole vast investigation.
I think we would have to go into the cave. I don't want the eyes watching us, but like, we are looking for O'Rourke.
Well, I have taken at least one of my scarves and covered the eyes, so perhaps. And they shan't know if what to expect next. Ha ha!
Mary, how many scarves do you have?
Well, just a pashmina, which is probably before its time in this time period. But I am always on the cutting edge of fashion, so fuck it.
Mary, I was just going to ask if you had more scarves, we might need them if there are more prying eyes.
Oh, well, yes. What color would you like? And she opens up her purse, and you just see all of these silk scarves crushed in there, along with a bunch of other costuming elements.
See, she is helpful.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Vlada walks over to the cave and is peering inside and then looks back at you, her weapon of choice in hand that I forgot. I didn't write down what I gave her.
She had a shovel.
It's an axe. Oh, a shovel. That's even better. A shovel. I was gonna, like, cheat and give myself... I think it's a huge mace.
She's got a warhammer, I thought.
Yeah, yeah, I think that... Yeah, a great sword.
You're playing too much Elden Ring. Okay, I think we go to the cave. Into the cave.
Who goes first?
Vlada, I think.
Okay. Do you guys have anything anything that would give you some light?
Yes, I believe... No, well, we could take a stick and wrap one of my many scarves about it, just so, and then take some alcohol from my hip flask and light it aflame with my tinderbox.
Perfect. Hell yeah. And you does... Vlada does so... And carries it and starts walking in. She seems pretty brave. Who walks in after Vlada?
I'll walk in Vlada. After Vlada. I think Vanessa would. Vanessa said she had her dagger out, and she still does at her side, but she is like being very observant. I think she's going in full, trying to make sense of the situation if she sees anything.
All right. The three women enters this dark cave. It is extremely humid inside. It's cold from the stone. Like, it's an inescapable coldness. And for some reason, this feels even heavier because you know that something awful might be up. And you walk in this dark cave for a while. Not for that long. Maybe 30 or 40 meters, which is about a yard or two. And eventually you get to what seems like the end, which leads into this bigger chamber. And there you see a naked woman sitting on the ground, facing the wall in the dark. How about you roll another vigilance?
That's two successes for Vanessa.
That's another six failures.
Oh,
for me.
Vanessa, you're noticing that she seemed to be sitting in some sort of circle, makeshift circle. And when you look closer, you see it's made of bones. And you're fairly sure it's human bones. And then you realize that you've been walking on something that's been crushing underneath your feet this entire time, and you look down, and there's the whole path is basically full of bones.
Oh, fuck. Vanessa swallows hard and tries to like motion to Vlada. Look down, Vlada. Look down. And points.
How about you all roll a fear, including Vlada? As she's looking down, she's realizing, and she starts to slowly panic and tries to move away from it.
What do we do when we roll against fear?
Yes. So fear is, you either choose logic or empathy, and the fear value decides how many successes you need. I will go ahead and say that this is...
So straight attributes with no skills attached.
Yes. Okay. And I will say that this is a fear value of one.
Wow. I just rolled one at a time. I have four. And I got three straight successes in a row. I'm rolling rocks tonight. I don't know. And I'm using my Vassin die. And usually they actually don't do that well. And I use other die.
I love it.
Maybe you should share the wealth, Sid.
Because
I'm... rolling whatever opposite of rocks.
Bigger rocks. Worse rocks.
Or outer space with no wait to... I don't think this is funny. Okay. But...
So you...
It's just... I didn't succeed.
You become terrified. And so roll another 6-sided die to see how many rounds. Since it's not... We're not in combat, so I'm gonna have you freeze. Like, you're not usable right now.
So I'm basically following behind them, and I see as Vanessa points down at the ground, and I just cannot take another step forward.
Vanessa and Vlada, both of you are able to keep your composure, but this is obviously quite scary. And you recognize that this is Mary von Meiken, the woman who's been missing.
Fuck.
She has not noticed you yet, by the way, and she's staring at the wall right in front of her, transfixed by something.
I think Vanessa is...
Do you want to get closer and see what she
looks like? Yeah, I think Vanessa is, like, erring on the side of optimism, but, like, being precautious. And I think she notices Mary is frozen, so she's like, okay, I have to, like, do this myself. And she takes one of Mary's scarves out of her purse and is walking up to, like, you know, like, put it around her to kind of cover her because she's a little bit, like, indecent right now. And I think Vanessa feels like it's the right thing to do. But she's going up very cautiously and is trying to see, like, is she hurt? Is she, like, gonna freak out? Like, is she the Vassin? Because Vanessa's familiar with this, so she's not being stupid.
Yeah, she allows you to put on that scarf, and she doesn't seem to react to you at all. It's as if she can't even move her head or eyes because she's just transfixed on the wall in front of her. And on that wall is so many of these eyes again. And on her entire body, you can see that those eyes are also tattooed on her body.
Oh.
And they are also moving.
Oh.
In weird circles.
Cool.
There's also a weird twisted smile on her face as she's looking right ahead of her. And you can hear her muttering something that sounds like, beauty. Beauty. It's so beautiful. It's so, so beautiful.
Okay, Vanessa, using her knowledge of the journal, was there anything... I mean, she has a journal with her, too. Maybe she, like, opens it up or something, but was there anything to indicate, like... I don't know, like a ceremony or like the circle around her with the bones? Because I'm thinking, Vanessa's probably thinking, like, if I break this circle, you know, could this help this woman or is it going to be bad?
So I wrote some rules for the diary. And one of them is basically like that you will have to roll a certain roll to see if you were able to gather any clues from it. And you can do that once per day. And I'm going to have you... I'm going to have you do that. You can do that roll now and see if you gathered, like, if you remember something from today. But that's, like, the one. And then you get one clue. But then tomorrow you can do another roll and see if you can find out more stuff. So what would you think would be a good roll for this? Like, do you have investigation? Or do you have, learning...
I have
a learned person.
It's the same. I have the same amount of bonus. Oh, wait. No, I have an extra. Oh, no. Inspiration. Okay. So it's the same. You know what? I have my writing utensils. So to make this make sense in the game, let's say maybe I had taken additional notes down about the journal at the time. And maybe I'm like cross comparing to just see in the moment if I could like think of something to do. So I'm going to go with investigation.
All right. How about your roll? And if you fail, you can try again tomorrow.
You know, if
that's so nice of you. Okay, and then my bonus. All right, that is one success.
You seem to recall, and it's starting to make sense, you seem to recall that there was some sort of ritual, a demonic ritual, awakening something that people in the book, they're describing it something from hell. And the way the ritual was performed is that they would remove the eyes of a young girl before she gets her monthly bleeding. And then they would sacrifice her by spreading her body parts in a specific circular pattern on the ground while she was still alive. And everywhere on that page it says, beauty, so beautiful.
Is, from what we can tell, I know she's facing away from us, but does she have her body parts?
She does have her body parts. You are now unfrozen, okay. Mary. Does either of you have any sort of medical knowledge?
No. I'm all learning and all manipulation. That's basically it.
I have a point in medicine, precision, ooh, but I don't have, like, medical tools per se. But I figure because she was a nun, she has some, like, healing capabilities.
Yeah, but that's how about your role? Because that, you could use that. That's definitely exactly what I meant. Like, you would be able to see something then, if you succeed.
No, does not succeed.
All right, so it seems like she's transfixed and there's nothing that you can do to stop this transfixion, without, like, knocking her out or sedate her.
Given that I am now able to actually participate, for lack of a better word, given that I am now able to actively take in my surroundings and make sense of them, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, what bigger ritual is there than theater? That there is some kind of ritual going on here. Can she look about the space for records of other victims or, like, any other people now that Vanessa is so focused on the girl?
Yeah, roll of vigilance.
Okay. Because that's gone so well for me so far. Let's see. Oh, yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's three successes.
She's back, baby.
And you, Vanessa, you don't. You're busy with the girl, and so is Vlada. So Vanessa and Vlada, they don't see this creature coming out of the shadows.
Oh!
And it's O'Rourke.
Oh!
Yeah, and she looks up at O'Rourke and she says, of all base passions, fear is the most accursed.
O'Rourke, she's carrying a dagger and she says, I can help her. Just stay away and Miss O'Rourke will save the day. And she leaps towards Mary, the woman who's sitting down, not Mary Smythe.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, oh.
And she seems that she's about to attack her. And I want you guys to drag initiative cards because we're in combat.
First, we're going to drag the initiative?
We're going to drag
for initiative.
Drag for initiative. Well, it's a card, right? But how about we all roll a 1d10?
A d10? Nice.
Ooh, baby. Ooh. Oh, wait, we want low.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
My chickens come home to roost.
What did you get, Sid?
I rolled a 9. I can't stop rolling high.
Oh, amazing.
For you.
I rolled a 7, and how about you, Smythe?
A 2!
Ooh. A 2!
I am ready for battle!
Oh, right, and also Vlada. Forgot about Vlada. 5. So, actually, Mary and Vlada goes before 7, and then Sydney goes last. Mary, you see O'Rourke, who seems to also have gone insane. She's heading towards this young woman with a dagger in hand, rambling... weird ramblings about my beauty, my beautiful goddess, I can help you. Just be still and I will cut them out. I will cut them out.
She says, not on my watch, you bitch! And goes to attack her with her big stick.
All right.
Have at thee!
Go ahead, roll an attack.
Yes, that is 2 successes. So I believe I will choose... Alright, so that is 1 damn, and with my extra success, I should like to stress my enemy out mentally and give her a mental condition rather than a physical one.
That rocks.
Yeah, that's great. O'Rourke, she takes 2, 1 physical and 1 mental condition, and turns around to look at you and is like, No, no, you don't understand. I'm trying to help you. I can control her. I can control her. You see, you need the eyes. You need the eyes. The fresh, fresh eyes. And you can see, if you're looking at O'Rourke, that she's covered in blood.
And she says, I'm not so into that.
No, no, no. No, no. If you don't, if you stop me, then she's going to escape. You don't understand. You don't understand, but I can fix this. And she turns around again and moves towards Mary. The kneeling woman. The sitting woman, not Mary Smythe. God damn it. We have a huge problem. It is Vlada's turn. Vlada, just seeing this crazy person with a weird dagger covered in blood, does not understand the language, but she understands the language of violence. And so she uses her shovel and tries to shovel her down. she takes a swing. So here we go. It's right, not great. That's a miss on Vlada, but she moves towards O'Rourke, follows her in case, because she sees that she's trying to attack Mary, so for next round she might be able to stop her. It is O'Rourke's turn. Oh shit, O'Rourke will try to stab Mary.
And as a quick action, I can't like help Mary, right? Like as a quick action, fast action, I can only do it if it's somebody attacking me, correct?
No, you can go ahead and say what you want to do as a quick action.
I was thinking, like, if I could parry against her dagger, like, with my dagger, because I'm right next to her. So I just imagine it's me kind of, like, putting an arm out.
Unfortunately, you waste that quick action because O'Rourke missed.
Ah.
But it's fine. So it's your turn now. So both of you have failed at hitting each other. No, wait, actually, you might have like successfully parried an unsuccessful attack. But it's your turn now, so you're facing O'Rourke.
I think I have my dagger. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna like attack her with the dagger. I don't want to. I don't want to like hurt her because I think everybody is, you know, crazed right now. But I think I'm going to try to, like, you know, knock her dagger out of her hand and unarm her or something.
Yeah, and she's used her movement to move here, so she has no parry. So if you succeed, you succeed.
Okay, and that is my close combat with my bonus from my dagger. And that's a miss, folks. Oh, Vanessa is not a great fighter.
Well, she is very observant. It is round two. And we're coming up on Mary Smythe.
All right. Mary shall take another crack at her. Have at thee. Yeah. All right. That is another two successes. Jeez. And I shall choose to do one damn. Oh, wait. Hold on. I need to roll two more dice. Sorry. Yep, still two successes. All right, I shall do one damn with the first, and with the second, I shall force her into another zone. Ah, back off.
Ah,
haters.
Perfect, yeah. O'Rourke does so and takes another point of damage. It is Vlada's turn. Vlada, encouraged by Mary Smythe, moves into O'Rourke's zone, who's now 10 meters away, perhaps, from the action. And she moves, so her quicker action is to move out after O'Rourke, and then she swings at her again with this ginormous shovel. Ah, one. It's another miss. I'm rolling like shit. Well, it is now O'Rourke's turn. Damn, we're running through these fast. I can't. Anyway.
Yeah.
O'Rourke doesn't understand what's going on. Still, she's now turning into like a rabid dog of just like, just let me get to her. You don't understand. And then she turns toward Mary Smythe instead, because she's realizing the damage is coming from there.
That's right.
Die, you old bitch. She
attacks. I say.
Oh shit.
Uh oh. Good feelings gone.
two successes on that one. So you take 2 bone damage.
All right. How rude!
She actually goes for your eyes. She's trying to cut your eyes out. But she fails, and so she mostly damages your cheek. Because I think losing one eye is a little bit too permanent for this. I mean, you're not there yet.
Listen, I'll lose an eye if you want. You want to get in there?
Maybe we'll get there. But
sorry, I'm like, hurt me, mommy.
Yeah, it's okay. We went from ASMR to weird porn.
Shit.
And it's Sydney's turn. Yeah.
I think Vanessa. Now that O'Rourke is in a different zone, I know that it's not good that Mary's hurt, but I think Vanessa's just focusing on the other Mary and trying to like get her out of there so O'Rourke will stop being crazy. And she takes that same scarf that she had draped over her and she douses it in her holy water and kind of like presses it against her forehead, hoping to have some sort of reaction and like wake her up if that would work.
This bone-crushing scream comes out of Mary as you do that, and she seems to faint from the pain into your arms.
Okay, well, that kind of worked in an adverse way. And then I think she kind of like cradles her and with surprising strength kind of like lifts her up a little bit. And she says to Mary and Vlada, like, we can fight or we can run.
Vlada looks at you, looks at Mary, and then she looks at O'Rourke and is like, no. And then she runs over to O'Rourke and tries to, but it's actually new round, so it's Anne's turn.
Yeah, she says, that's right, Vlada, press the advantage. Ow! and she takes a crack at her. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, baby! That's 3 successes, and I would like them all to be damaged as I whack her with my stick ever so hard.
All right, so you have the option here of killing O'Rourke or making her unconscious.
I choose unconsciousness.
Very well. Either by the help from Vlada, you use her shovel or whatever, you take it and you take a swing at O'Rourke that knocks her out.
So Vlada kind of like approaches and then Mary sneaks around behind and just uses the butt of the stick.
Nice.
To just hit her right in the back of the head. Solidly.
Perfect. And Vanessa watches all and right. Just kind of shrugs and she was like, oh, okay, I guess we could have done both. We can run and we can also fight. This is good.
I love it though. So now, yeah, you're in this cave.
She looks down at her and she looks at her weapon, her implement of swift justice, and she says, that's right. Witches get stitches.
Vanessa chuckles.
I feel so alive. She's like just bleeding from her face, from her head wound.
And as the two of you are looking at this scene, with 2, as far as you know, unconscious women, you hear noises from the opening of the cave, and it's the voices of Rutger and Sergeant Pearson and a couple of others. They're coming in and panting, and it's like, oh, it should be this way, it should be this way. And they join you, horrified at
the
sight.
Is there any way I can take a quick moment with the makeup that I have as we hear them coming in to like use a makeup rag to like wipe my face so it looks like is there any way that I can quickly use the makeup stuff that I have with me to wipe whatever needs to be wiped in order to make it look like we got the worst of it so that we were definitely under attack and it can't be reported that we were the ones who instigated this at all?
For sure, but I think they are also taken aback by the scene because of all the with the
what,
ritual
with the bones.
Yeah, so I think they're like they're not even ready to figure out who did what. They're mm-hmm. just five men enter and like looking at the scene and like, holy mother of Jesus. Except Rutger, who looks immediately at you, worried. What happened?
I'm afraid we've found Mary.
And Vanessa's Mary. Holding her, and she says, she's not well, Professor. We are going to need to have bed rest, and we need to do some more research. There is more work to be done.
This woman, should she wake, must be restrained.
Absolutely, absolutely, says Sergeant Pearson, super ready to follow whatever order Mary and Vanessa tells him to do. And so they put handcuffs on O'Rourke, assuming that she's the one to be blamed for all this. Swings her over their shoulder and starts carrying her outside. Rutger, however, he hurries over to Vanessa, tearing up.
Mary, my dear girl, what happened to you?
And he removes the scarf from her face, and you can see that there's like burn marks all over her face from where the scarf ended up. But she's still asleep. He takes her from you, Vanessa, gently, and covers her up. And he has no chance of controlling his emotions at this point. And you would understand that whatever their relationship was, it was probably more than just an assistant and a academic. And he carries her outside.
Now, Rutger is a part of the society, or did he just hire us from the society?
He is part of the society.
So as we are making our way back through the as we are making our way back down the hill, she's going to turn to Vanessa and say, "Do you think that is the fate that awaits us all?"
To be trapped inside a body by a demon, or to be hit over the head with a big stick?
To gaze into the mirror of nature until we are enchanted by our own reflections.
I do not think that what they are actually seeing is beauty. I think there is something taken a hold of them who has changed their image of beauty. But also, I do understand that your great late thespian did say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, no?
Ah! You've read the words of the bard! Ah! And she sort of claps you on the shoulder and then gazes out in front of the two of them and then says, surely you have met those of us who become proud of what it is they can see and what it is they can do in order to stamp down the devil that tortures them with their every success.
Do you feel proud that you have a gift, or do you feel burdened by it?
She just stammers, unable to respond, and suddenly looks so much older, like really looks her age and small. And she says, I labor under the weight of an impossibly wonderful gift.
And Vanessa kind of like touches her head lightly, as if she is the older one, you know, in this situation, giving like wisdom or something. And she says,
yes, I understand the great weight of the burden we have, but I do believe that it is such a gift to be given that we can protect others. No?
And she kind of looks ahead at Professor Rutger, like carrying Mary's body down, and like there's blood everywhere, and she's, you know, she's like, this is a gift that we can help people from this trauma.
She says, "My father used to say that to take the stage was to give a gift to those who were lucky enough to stand or sit in the audience as you tread the boards. But I must say, it always felt like self-aggrandizement to me." And perhaps that pride, perhaps that is what makes this help feel empty. And she sort of walks on ahead.
And as the two of you, together with Vlada, walks down the hill towards the town, we move back to the cave where the seven eyes on that pole are still there. And it's either like a wind or something that just takes away that scarf that Mary put on. And you can see how those eyes are just now looking towards the town.